Hello, welcome to the Legalese podcast. This podcast brings you truth, power, and awareness, and I'm your host, Mel Marie. Happy New Year to you all, and I hope you had a safe and fun holiday celebration. Today, we are discussing a string of assaults that occurred in Cologne, Germany, and the surrounding areas during New Year's Eve celebration in 2015. So some traditions that Germans have when celebrating: they spend time with loved ones and they drink Sekt, which is a sparkling wine, and Bowl, which is a punch with fruit, juice, and alcohol. And they also light fireworks to bring in the new year. The beginning of the case starts on December 31st in 2015 around 11 p.m. Bystanders near the Cologne Central train station and the Cologne Cathedral reported incidents of fighting, robberies, and sexual assaults around the train station. That same night in Bielefeld, Germany, five women were sexually assaulted by groups of men they described as non-German speaking and immigrants. On New Year's Day in Hamburg, Germany, 14 people reported their sexual assaults that occurred the previous night. On January 2nd, the Cologne police released a statement reporting that around 30 attacks and robberies occurred to women during the New Year's Eve celebration. On January 4th in 2016, Wolfgang Albers, the president of the Cologne police, held a press conference and stated that the series of crimes was a new dimension of crime that they have seen, and a large number of sexual assaults were committed by groups of young men who had the appearance largely from the North African or Arab world. Additionally, the Cologne police had 60 crimes reported, and around 20 of those were sexual assaults. Between January 4th through January 6th, in Dusseldorf, Germany, around 20 reports of women having been sexually harassed were recorded, and the total increased to 41 by January 8th. The Hamburg reports started flooding in once people got wind of what was happening. Women in St. Pauli stated that they were sexually harassed and robbed. Women in Frankfurt, Germany reported being sexually assaulted. And in Dortmund, Germany, two complaints of sexual assault were reported on New Year's Day. And by January 18th, four sexual offenses in Dortmund, Germany, involved seven victims and were currently being investigated. Lastly, 90 crimes were reported to the Cologne police by January 18th. So a few days previously, on January 6th, a number of complaints of sexual harassment in Hamburg increased to 39, and by February 4th, the number of complaints increased to 236. And these complaints involved around 400 women being sexually harassed. On January 8th in Cologne, the police had numbers of the incidents increased from 90 reports to 170 women telling their stories. On January 11th in Frankfurt, the police arrested 10 suspects and they were all refugees. In Stuttgart, Germany, two 18-year-old women said that they were sexually assaulted by a group of men, around 15 men, and they were between ages 30 to 40 years old. By January 17th, the number of complaints in Stuttgart increased to 17. In Detmold, Germany, there were two reports of rape attempts on New Year's Eve by foreign-looking men, and the assaults were reported in the direct vicinity of the refugee shelter. In Borken, Germany, there were two reports of sexual assaults on young women. And by January 21st, the total number of complaints was 821. 359 of the complaints included sexual offenses, three of them rape, while other complaints including more than one victim, and the total was 1,049 people were affected in total. By February 15th, the following month, the number of complaints of sexual offenses had risen to 467, as of March 18th, the Cologne public prosecutor reported 1,139 crime complaints filed concerning the New Year's Eve attacks. 485 of them were sexual offenses. By April 6th, the total number reported by Cologne police was 1,529, and the total of 1,218 victims were involved. 529 of those victims were sexual offenses, and in July of 2016, the German Federal Criminal Police estimated that around 650 women had been sexually assaulted in Cologne on New Year's Eve. And also with the reports, there were 153 suspects that were identified. And of that total, 2/3 were originally from Morocco or Algeria. 44% of them were asylum seekers. Another 12% of them were in Germany illegally, and 3% of them were underage, unaccompanied refugees. Overall, more than 2,000 men were allegedly involved in this string of attacks. And by November 25th of 2016, 509 sexual offenses had been reported concerning the Cologne's New Year Eve celebration, and 22 of them were deemed as rape. So the issue here is regarding like the status of the people that were coming in. The year previous, in 2015, nearly 1.1 million refugees and migrants came to Germany. Due to the attacks that happened on New Year's Eve and the demographics of the attackers, authorities did not want to risk fueling tensions within the community and country, without knowing who were all involved in the assaults. The German media and authorities tried not to specify the nationalities of the suspects, so they were not in violation of the country's press codex. So the word of the day is refugee. And a refugee is a person who has been forced to leave their country in order to escape war, persecution, or natural disaster. Okay, so here's some of the stories of people who recorded their experiences with the assaults on New Year's Eve. One man, he stated that his partner and his 15-year-old daughter were surrounded by an enormous crowd of people, and he was unable to help them. He said that the attackers grabbed his partner and his daughter's breasts and groped them between their legs. Another woman, she was British. She was visiting Cologne for, again, New Year's Eve. She said that fireworks were thrown at her and her friends, and stated that they were trying to hug them, kiss them, as well as one man stole one of her friend's bags. Another tried to get us in his private taxi. She also stated that I've been in scary situations and life-threatening situations, and I've never experienced anything like that. Another lady, her name is Michelle. She was 18 years old at the time. She was at the train station in Cologne and described the scene as it was full of people and you couldn't see any women or children. She said that we were scared and tried to slip around them, but they circled around us, pertaining to the attackers. And at first she thought it was a joke, but after a while they just didn't stop. She said that they were touching us everywhere they could. She also referenced the racial demographic and stance after the assault. She states, "I don't think 1,000 men planned to have me there to do this. There were many different men. There's so many migrants who try to integrate, try to learn German and try to work, and they are good for the country."
Als ich hier angekommen bin, war es ungefähr 12:30, halt mitten in der Menge, oder habe versucht noch weiter reinzugehen, und von hinten hat mir halt jemand richtig in den Po reingefasst. Andere haben dann halt an die Brust gefasst und vorne, unten halt, also in den Intimbereich haben die versucht zu fassen, und ich habe mich einfach nur ich weiß nicht, minderwertig gefühlt, wie so ein Stück Dreck, was einfach an die Straße geworfen wird.
The guys who were groping you, can you describe what they looked like?
Ja, das waren halt Typen auf jeden Fall aus dem Ausland, so arabisch, marokkanisch.
Was the police not doing anything?
Ich stand nur da, auch als dieses Mädchen laut geschrien hat, hat einfach nur geguckt und nichts getan. Die waren so damit beschäftigt, weil so viele versucht haben, da hoch oder sich da durchzudrängen.
So for those of you who don't speak German, the victim stated that the guys were, he touched her butt and then others started to approach her and they were touching her breasts and other genital areas. She called them and described them as Arab or foreigners. She said that the cops didn't really help. They were busy keeping people from going upstairs.
First emergency calls to the police came in at 8:30 p.m., warning that the situation was getting out of hand. Just after 10 p.m., firecrackers were thrown into a crowd of more than 1,000 people who were celebrating by the train station and the cathedral. By 11 p.m., things had deteriorated. 83 riot police failed to bring the crowd under control.
Einschätzung mit 150 Polizistinnen und Polizisten.
At 11:15, police evacuated the square in front of the station to prevent accidents and crowd panic. 40 minutes later, they closed the train station, a move that has been heavily criticized as 2,500 people were trapped inside with not enough police, creating a lawless zone. It took the police until 4 a.m. to finally get control of the situation. At 8:57 a.m. on New Year's Day, the police sent out a press release saying the night had been relaxed.
Okay, and this is another victim who is going to tell their story about what happened that night.
Last night, these women came together to support those who had suffered days earlier. The perpetrators must be caught and brought to justice. Measures should be taken, and we should show solidarity amongst each other, men, women, foreigners, against violence.
Starting on the square in front of Cologne Cathedral, hundreds then made their way through the city, where dozens of women were sexually harassed, assaulted, and mugged on New Year's Eve. Jenny had a firecracker put into her jacket, then her phone stolen.
Then I heard a sizzling sound in my hood, and I somehow tried to get it out of my hood. Then it fell into my jacket and burned everything. The scars will stay. I was lucky that it didn't explode. My mobile phone was gone afterwards.
So, in the beginning of the video, you heard like a chanting, and that was one of the, basically the aftermath of the assaults. There was protests that were going on. And so now we're going to dive into what happens after all of the assaults were released and recorded. Okay, so the aftermath. The Cologne's mayor, Henriette Recker, said the attacks were monstrous. They said that we cannot allow this to become a lawless area. German Justice Minister Heiko Maas tweeted, "We won't tolerate these abhorrent assaults on women. All those responsible must be brought to justice." Ulrich Bremer, who was the Cologne's prosecutor, said three people were convicted because police did not collect a lot of personal data, so they had to analyze 1,200 hours of video material. The video images were not the best quality, resulting in few people being recognized, so the cases were unsolved. Holger Munch was the president of the German Federal Crime Police Office. He said, "We have to presume that many of those crimes will never be fully investigated. This is because Germany has relatively low CCTV coverage, which makes it difficult for investigation to identify suspects." In the Cologne area, four have been convicted, but trials were still underway. The court in Cologne sent us two men, Hussein A, who was 21-year-old Iraqi, and Hassan T, who was 26-year-old Algerian, and they were both given one-year sentences. Okay. And there was a new law passed ensuring that sexual assault can be punished as a rape if offenders ignore the discernible contrary will of the victim, authorities were stating. And socially, this became a big issue. Again, as you heard, there were many protests. Some were done by right-wing anti-immigration groups, including Pegida, Ho Ji Sa. There are two different groups, and they were basically demonstrating against what was occurring. And also, after the assaults, the support for asylum seekers and immigration dropped drastically. So the country was dealing with that. And so that was the end of the episode. It was very unfortunate that this happened to over almost, 1,200 people. And hopefully they, that gets corrected and the justice system is better. Maybe they have more coverage in Germany. But that's the end of the episode. The song of the week is James Blake and SZA, Coming Back. You can listen to us, listen to the podcast on Spotify, Google, Pocket Cast, Anchor, wherever you listen to podcasts. And I hope you have a great day and a great night. Stay safe. Bye. And thank you for speaking our language.